almost Florida-type weather here in Baltimore today. We head to the fourth inning. Miguel Sano will lead things off. Waits and fouls the first pitch. It's 0-1. Dick Bremer along with Bert Blanovan, joined by Derek Falvey, the chief baseball officer for the Minnesota Twins. How relieved are you to get out of Florida and get this season started?
Yeah, it's time. But I think, as we all know, you get to opening day and there's a hurry-up-and-wait feeling. But it's exciting to get started.
One strike to Sano. And a ball line, foul, 1-2. I talked with Dan Duquette today, your counterpart with the Baltimore Orioles, and they kind of benefited, as you did, from the market that kind of came back after spring training started. It's rare to see teams like you and Baltimore improve the way you did after camp opens up.
It was a unique year, certainly, from a free agent standpoint, but we stayed flexible and nimble down the stretch, and Jim Polat and our ownership group gave us opportunities, and when we found opportunities and brought them to him, he supported those, and it's exciting to be able to put the team we have on the field right now.
So he taps another one foul.
How's a new job coming for you? pretty excited about it?
No question. I think, you think back to last year and what this team went through and the steps forward it had taken, our coaching staff, players, all across the board. We've been very fortunate.
Sano strikes out. Twins have a couple of hits against Bundy, both coming in the third inning, but now Sano with a fly to right and a strikeout, and that'll bring up Eddie Rosario. Getting back to the market, the free agency that was so furious this year, do you think that'll be the norm, or was this a one-time-only offseason?
No, I think it's each offseason and each free agent season has its own pace, certainly. I'm not sure I would expect it to be the same pace in future years or in subsequent seasons, but I do think that we have an opportunity to stay nimble and flexible throughout each offseason and find opportunities to help this club.
Not only getting, the free agents that have some experience, but you see a lot of clubs that are relying on their minor league system, and you saw what happened in Kansas City, the Cubs, Houston, letting these guys develop and go through the bad times, but now all of a sudden you saw where Houston is now. Now they added a couple guys to make them even better.
No question. I think you have to let young players develop, and sometimes that's not perfectly linear. Sometimes that doesn't happen as cleanly as you hope, but I think you saw it with some of our guys last year, guys like Byron Buxton, Eddie Rosario, and Max Kepler, and others who really took steps forward, Jose Barrios being a great example of that, throughout the course of the year getting better. We view the core of a championship team, it has to be built from within. You have to scout and develop. We have great staff members in those two areas that are going to help us, and we'll supplement through free agency. We have support around that, so we're building a team that we think is going to contend, not just this year, but in future seasons.
2-1 to Rosario, and he takes up on the way.
Well, I was with you guys over at the Twins the first week, and you look at all the arms, and you think of in Rochester, my goodness, the guys that were sent from the 40-man roster down, and also some of the invitees that are like in Bobby Wilson, all his experience, what he's going to bring to that Triple-A ball.
No question. We're trying to blend all of that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you show up here and Eddie Rosario drew a walk.
I'll take it. Anyway, we get runs here. He got robbed there in his first at bat, but he's somebody who continues to progress. But to your point, Bert, we need waves of talent. We need waves of players to be ready. Last year, we tested our depth. A lot of guys stepped up. We feel we're in a better position with that second and third wave of young players that impact this club, not only this year, but in future seasons. It's a great spring training for that, and we'll continue to build.
Well, you guys did a great job of adding two starters in Lynn and Odorizzi, but the bullpen, too. In today's game, such a big part. You guys added Addison Reed and also Rodney.
Yeah, and Zach Duke, as well. Right, all right. Guys who have experience. We set out this offseason to impact our pitching. We said that from the get-go. And we said pitching in general for a good reason. We thought both in the bullpen and in the rotation there could be opportunity. I think when we got Fernando and then followed by Addison Reed and Zach Duke, we felt like we got impact and experience in the back end. That allows some of the younger guys to grow into roles over time. So I'm excited to see that group. And then in Lance and Jake, you have two guys that have pitched meaningful games in big spots that have been really reliable starters, and we feel fit in nicely with our group and will help elevate what we have here.
It's nice to have the personalities of Addison Reed and also Fernando Rodney, what they mean to, say, some of the younger kids in that bullpen.
Short right,
Kurt, you know, you have to blend the experience with the young kids coming up. You know, it can't just be one wave of just experienced players, and it can't just be all youth, you know, when you're trying to compete. You have to have some guys who can teach the younger players about how to go about the game. I think in our bullpen now with Eddie Guardado as the bullpen coach, and then those guys who are experienced veterans in the bullpen, we feel like they're going to help show the Trevor Hildenbergers and Gabriel Moyas and Taylor Rogers and others, you know, how to grow and how to get a good routine and impact this team.
How to take the good with the bad.
Rosario is safe at second. Going in with a head first slide between the legs of the shortstop Machado. Machado looks into the Baltimore dugout, and we might have our first review here.
Rosario getting a pretty good jump, looking in, head first slide. Did he get his hand on the bag? You see Machado with that right foot in front of the bag. Kept it off the bag.
I think he's going to be safe, but I found it interesting. Here's Machado, who's adjusting to short, and he hasn't had to defend a stolen base before, and we saw him drop the tag and pick his glove up, and that's not the way to do that. And Rosario will get credit for a stolen base. So he's in scoring position. Escobar with a one-strike count. And the Twins have a chance to score the first run of the year here if they can get a two-out hit, something they did not get in the third inning. And the dirt, that was almost not out of the grass. You know, a lot of people remark, Derek, about how you did what you did in terms of improving the roster. I'm wondering how you did it, but I think it's you can almost turn the question around how you didn't do it, because you didn't give up any parts of this wave or waves that you've talked about. You were able to improve the big league club without, you know, having to give up a Rosario or a Kepler or any of the high-level minor leaguers you've got.
The challenge in my job is always to balance the present and the future. And I think we did that nicely this offseason.
Twins threatened, don't score. Thanks to... We'll see if the Twins can break out in the fifth inning after 3.5 scoreless here in Baltimore.